This one little organ that we have, the tongue, is so powerful. This little 6 inches of muscle or whatever it is. Tongue is muscle? Yes, it is muscle, no? That can create havoc. It can create world wars. So all the big wars in the world, most of them have happened because of the tongue. Somebody says something, the other person says something. You know, in the nectar of instruction verse, Vacho Vegam Manasah Krodha Vegam, etc., Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Vacho Vegam, that is the vega or the pushing of the tongue, or the urge to speak, is very dangerous. And if this urge is not controlled, it leads to enmity amongst people. So therefore we see that in this world, people have very loose tongues. They speak very casually about anything and everything. And especially in this day and age, we see people, if you go outside in the society, everybody is criticizing anybody and everybody. The tendency to criticize, to find fault, and to take pleasure in such things is the hallmark of material consciousness. And because we have also come from that world, we didn't drop in from Vaikuntha after all. So we are carrying that baggage with us still. That tendency to speak ill, it just comes out of the mouth. even without wanting to do it, it just comes. Because it has become part of our nature. In a subtle level, we feel some pleasure in that. So if we are careful about our speech, if we control our speech a little bit, 90% of our problems will be solved. There will be so much more unity amongst the devotees. The quality of the loving relationships amongst devotees will be so much better. Because when one person says something, another person is hurt. That person will also say so many things, and then word spreads, it leads to gossip. So we have to be very, very careful to avoid this kind of thing. In the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that there are 3 kinds of austerities. Austerity of the body, austerity of the mind, austerity of speech. In austerity of speech, he says, Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya abhyasane chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. He says there are these 5 things that constitute austerity of speech. And Sridhar Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he has also commented on Bhagavad Gita. He says in his commentary to this verse that these elements of speech as listed by Lord Krishna in this verse constitute speech in the mode of goodness. So we must try to have speech that is sattvic in the mode of goodness. So what are the characteristics of speech that will facilitate loving relationships amongst people, that will help us in our Krishna consciousness also? Anudvega karam vakyam. Our vakya, our sentences or our speech should not be udvega karam. Udvega means agitating. Karam means creating. So our speech should not create agitation in the minds of others. So the first characteristic of speech in the mode of goodness is anudvega karam vakyam. Second, our speech should be satyam. It should be true. The third is priyam. It should be pleasing. Next, it should be hitam. It should be for the benefit of everybody. Supposing somebody comes and tells us, you know, do you know, have you heard about such and such person? This happened in his life, do you know? It doesn't agitate my mind. So not anudvega karam. It may be true also. Maybe it is true, satyam. It is certainly priyam to me to hear, very nice gossip news about somebody else. But is it hitam? Is it for my benefit? Do I develop my love for Krishna? Or do I develop my love for the devotees of Krishna by hearing all this gossip about somebody else? So therefore, we should not participate in it. Next is Swadhyaya Abhyasanam. We should regularly recite Vedic literature. We should use our faculty of speech for reciting Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, for chanting the holy names of the Lord, for speaking Krishna Katha. Transcendental speech, actually. So speech that is necessary to build a very loving a community of devotees, where the relationships will be of trust, where there will be spirit of cooperation, it requires these five essential elements in our speech. Then we can build a very nice community of devotees. So what are those five elements? Number one, anudvega karam vakyam, not agitating to others. Two, satyam, it should be true. Third, priyam, it should be pleasing to everybody. Fourth, hitam, it should be for everybody's benefit. And five, we must regularly recite the words of the scriptures, the names of Lord Krishna and so on. So if we are careful about what we speak, about what we do, then automatically the community of devotees will become very loving, very vibrant, very united, etc. Hare Krishna.